there is a small desert town in America called Night Vale, where black helicopters patrol the sky and unexplained disappearances are really just a matter of course. It's another day. The stories about this town and its people form Welcome to Night Vale, a fictional podcast with a absolutely massive following. Now, through more than 100 episodes, Welcome to Night Vale has followed the life and times of Cecil Palmer, local community radio host, and the people he serves. Now, this month, the podcast is visiting Australia and will actually be at the Sydney Opera House on Sunday, February 11, with a live episode called All Hail, promising mind control, group chanting, and a local community calendar. Joseph Fink is one of the podcast creators and writers. Joseph, very good morning to you and welcome to Australia.
Good morning. Thanks. It's wonderful to be here.
It is wonderful to have you here. Now, look, I mean, for anyone who hadn't heard Welcome to Night Vale, I hope that introduction has explained just how plain weird it is. You've got an amazingly loyal fan base. What do you think the secret sauce has been for getting people locked into following you over what is now 6 years of episodes?
Oh, I genuinely have no idea. I just we just write what seems interesting to us and hope that it's interesting to anyone else. I think if you tried to write in a way that would make people interested, you would end up just chasing what they wanted. And I don't know, I don't think you'd be able to find an interesting story there.
I think what a lot of fans always talk about is the long-running themes and the long-running characters. And, of course, All Hail is going to feature the Glow Cloud, which is probably one of the more popular ones. When you put together some of these story arcs and characters, do you have a sense of how long they're going to be around for? Or do you even occasionally get surprised when you think, oh, they've been here for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, I think we think of the town as this ongoing community. And so anyone who lives there is still living there. And we like to go back and check in on them. I think if you write a character well enough, then there's sort of an endless amount of stories you can tell about them as they live through their life.
Look, a lot has been made of the, Lovecraftian elements in Welcome to Night Vale. Do you think we're having a bit of a Lovecraft renaissance?
I'm an interesting one to speak on that because I actually hate Lovecraft. I've never liked his writing. I do think there's a thing of if you write horror since he wrote it, then there's going to be a certain amount of influence. Night Vale has never directly taken from him. I think more from people who have taken from him, who have maybe taken from people who have taken from him.
So a nice little third hand kind of Lovecraftian touch to everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of out of the general horror and science fiction culture of the last 100 years or so.
Now, how about turning what is a podcast into kind of live theater? That can't be easy.
Well, we all come out of a live theater background with sort of the big advantage we have. Cecil Baldwin, who is our lead actor, is a trained stage performer. We have all worked in New York theater. So when it came to doing live shows, we already had a lot of the knowledge and skills in terms of how to put together an evening like that. We've now been doing it for, I think, 4 years of touring. We've done over 200 shows in 16 countries, and so we've gotten pretty smooth at putting these things on. They're completely, we always create them to be completely self-contained so that no one has to know anything about the show at all to enjoy them. They can just show up and have a nice evening of theater.
And do you think the audiences differ from area to area?
Yeah, the audiences have, I think, expanded quite a bit in terms of the types of people who show up. You know, when we first got popular, we got popular on Tumblr, and so I think there was a very specific demographic of people that were showing up. But as we've gradually taken the show around the world and also done our novels that we've released, we've had people of all ages and from a lot of different backgrounds show up. It's been really wonderful watching the audience change that way.
The novels are a really interesting touch for like a podcast series. I mean, they must have been a lot of fun to put together.
Yeah, I mean, that was a lifelong dream. We've always wanted to write novels, and so it really was amazing to be able to do that.
So what's next for Welcome to Night Vale? I mean, you'll be heading back home, I'm assuming. Are you heading home after Australia, or you got more tour dates?
We have a few more tour dates in the U.S., but that's not until later in the year. We get to head home for a little bit. We're working on the next Night Vale novel. We want to keep doing that. We have a development deal with FX for a Welcome to Night Vale TV show that we're going to hopefully continue that process. And of course, we'll be continuing to make the podcast, which is something we really, really enjoy doing.
Are you nervous about translating it for TV?
I mean, not. Yes, because it's obviously it's a large thing, but also no, because you know it's storytelling, and I feel like any storytelling opportunity you get, you just approach it for what it is. You know, in the same way that we approach the live shows of let's tell a story the best way we can to a live audience on while we're on stage, or a novel of let's make this the best novel we can. I think we'd approach a TV show the same way of let's tell the best story we can within a TV show.
Well, I'm pretty excited for Sunday, February 11 at the Sydney Opera House. I don't know, a lot of other people in Australia will be too. Josephine?
I mean, I'm very excited.
Good. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you so much.